Our first reading is only two sentences, and our second reading is quite short, and the gospel's kind of short, and so I better give a long homily, huh? See. Anyway, no, it'll be short. But here's the deal, and why are they all so short? And I think it's this. I think we, on Corpus Christi, this solemnity that we celebrate today, we're meant to remember the mystery and the incredible gift that is the Eucharist. That no matter how many words we ever could put on the Eucharist, it wouldn't be enough. And maybe that's why the church gives us such short readings today, is to remember, help us remember that the focus of life, the focus of the Christian life, the focus of especially the Catholic life, is at the altar. It's the Eucharist, where Jesus gives himself for you and for me every single day around the world. Do you know there's about 250,000 Catholic parishes in the world? And I thought that number was kind of low, but then I remembered that, like, where I'm going this week, I'm going to go visit the sister parish of St. Joe, which is in Guatemala. It's been sister parish of St. Joe for a number of years now, although most people seem to have forgotten about it. But that one church, that one parish, has 27 chapels, one priest, with 27 churches. And so they're lucky to get Mass once every few months. And it's quite something to think about. So we hear 250,000 parishes, but there's a whole lot more than that. And why was each one of those places built? Why was this church built? Why was St. Joe built? For the Eucharist. It's all about the Eucharist, a place where the faithful could come and receive strength from on high in the form of consecrated bread and wine, which is truly the body and blood of Jesus. And so, you know, when we take Tylenol, we expect that it's going to have an effect on us. We often don't approach the Eucharist in quite the same way, do we? Every time we come to the Eucharist, every time we come to receive Jesus, we ought to expect it to change us. A holy monk at St. Meinrad, he said, "What good is it if the bread and wine change, but you don't?" And friends, that's what we got to do, is not to change ourselves, but to be transformed from within by Jesus who is within. There was one of the graduates from St. Joe last year. There were three of these boys. They went to basketball camp last week. And the three boys, they were put in a group with two other boys that they had not met yet. And they were with them all week. It was this team of five. And turned out one of them had a real bad potty mouth. I don't know if you know anybody with one of those. But it comes out, you know, they were talking, and the three graduates from here, they came to learn that one of these other boys, the one with the potty mouth, was a Catholic. And one of our graduates, I was so proud when I heard. He said, "There's no way you can be Catholic, because if you were Catholic, you wouldn't talk that way." Yes! Friends, what we receive here, who we receive here, should transform everything, every word, every action that we ever make in our life. If we don't be getting better and better and better every single time we receive communion, then we're missing the whole point. Thanks be to God for that. And just a quick word, we're going to have our Corpus Christi procession today. The church thinks that that's a good idea, and I do too. It's a wonderful tradition. So at 2:15, if you're available, come on over. Hopefully it won't be raining. We're going to meet in St. Joe Church, and we're going to do the traditional Corpus Christi procession just around the block. And there's certain places where you stop and pray. And we literally follow Jesus in the procession. And Jesus always likes to be on the street, so we follow him. And then we end at the chapel of Divine Mercy, where we will meet Archbishop, and he will do a 5 or 10 minute blessing over the chapel, and then there'll be plenty of food. So folks, today we have so many reasons to celebrate Corpus Christi, and we celebrate the very Eucharist that we will now receive, and which we will worship continuously in our perpetual adoration chapel from now until the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.